Okay, so let's see who I
just dropped.
Do we still have anybody on the phone? Okay, well, glad you still with us. Okay, so we're back, and I'm going to brag on Naomi because she's awesome and work through that really quickly.
I will second that. It's awesome.
So what we have is reflective of the motion and the vote, and I'm going to give it to Naomi so she can make you all happy. Well, you know.
Or equally unhappy.
Okay, so... see, so we have $302,593
to play with. So we're looking back. So at this point, your priority may be that we start from the top score, work down once we reach our ties, based off of the criteria that you voted on. We'll talk about those. We'll get back through, roll back through the scores, but we're going to assign the numbers. So, as the scores sit right now, the top, it looks like six applications would be 1 through 6. And then we get down to the 171, which is two airports. Second, but based off of the criteria, it looks like Crater Lake with 35% is above Lakeview Airport at 10%. In the 168A, 168 category, it looks like Tillamook had the greater percentage. However, they have one already readily assigned recommended project to be funded. So based on that criteria, you could move them to the second. So 1A would actually become 1B, and vice versa.
Did Tillamook have three?
They do have three applications in, but they've only got one presently being considered for funding.
Thank you.
So they would go on the bottom of that list, yes?
Correct. 168B is what they'd be.
Right. Right. So they'd, instead of being 168A and B, 168B, so that would be 10 and 9.
So can Tillamook voluntarily say we'll be B and
are well, there's no
they
new.
They
already are.
They will be.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So then looking at 166, you have Gold Beach and Illinois Valley. Illinois Valley presently has two applications that are approved for funding. Gold Beach has one. So based on the criteria for this tie break, Gold Beach would be 166A, Illinois Valley would be 166B. And then in 158, Sisters Eagle came in at 57%, put them at 158A, and then Grant County 10%, 158B. Neither airport have any approved application at this point. And then scrolling through the next, these would be ranked based off of lack of need for tiebreak. And then 132A and B, Sisters Eagle with 11.76% became 132A, Billy Chinook 132B. And then Redmond, as 75.21% was 111A. However, they've already got two projects already approved for recommended funding, so they become 111B, and Malin would move up to 111A. And the last two would be Marshall Aurora, would wrap up the list of the projects for the economic development category. So, that is the outcome of the criteria that you set forth. Is
Naomi, can you change the A, B, you've got them on 168, because Tillamook isn't up there.
No, they'll be.
I know, but she got it as A. Oh, no, I have it backwards. When did you change that?
I'll read for it later.
She's always one step ahead.
South Central Oregon Act did not get any in the funding formula for these. Got four in priority number three. Ironically, Lake County Airport and Crater Lake Regional Airport are both in our act. And ironically, they both scored 171 by you, and actually we had quite a discussion. Matt, I think maybe you were on the phone listening to some of that discussion, that we actually could not decide on a priority.
That's right.
And so it's kind of interesting that you came up with the same that we did, that we kind of said, let's just go, let's not prioritize them, let's just go with both of them being good projects, and we put them in here. Actually, we could not really decide because of the safety factor that Lake County people really pushed was the safety factor in Lake County. And but Klamath Regional Airport was right there with pretty good arguments along the criteria that that you actually pointed out. So because of the criteria that we changed a little bit, it pushed just reversed those two. But sometimes I think if there's a tie, I think that it's good to listen to the different acts and what they actually prioritize in that act and kind of have that discussion so that the review committee kind of gets in their mind rather than just do a mathematical calculation. I think sometimes when it's real close like that, it's nice to hear from the acts that actually, at least a discussion, and why they think maybe theirs is above the other.
So I would like to make one point of clarification. The statement of us citing the scores, we weren't making determinations on that, so that's based off the application information that was submitted as well as what we received backwards, so there was no determination of value in terms of Naomi and I doing work. So I just wanted to clarify that.
So the Act sent back a form with questions answered. Those answered questions automatically formulated a score. So there are points assigned to those answers.
Yeah, I filled that out. I know the procedure. And both of them scored pretty high. And the Act does get it. And so I tried to write out exactly the way it means the Act. It's capable. It just happened that way. It just comes.
So I'll make a motion that we accept this ranking that's up here based on our criteria.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second by Mr. Dawson-Sumble to accept the list as presented at this point. Any discussion? So I'm gonna go. The director was kind enough to point out a procedural thing for me, so it'll make it a lot easier. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, it sounds as if this passed unanimously.
Good job. Good job.
Okay, so we do have a few other pieces. I'm gonna get there. So first, and I think that I'm not stepping on anybody's toes here, I believe that it's our hope that soon we can, while this is relatively fresh in our minds, we can get back together and have some of these discussions. We're going to be looking at the recording, listening to it, and trying to capture a good majority of what it is that was brought up here. And then hopefully we can come back and have some of these conversations and give some recommendations to the director on some of this. So with that, we have one other item on the agenda, and that is to nominate a chair for this group.
I would just like to maybe be able to, if all of us would want to go once around and just maybe give you some feedback of what we thought went well and what maybe we think we need to tweak a little bit for next time so that it's on the record, so that you have it. So, since I opened my mouth, I'll be the first one. So one of the things that I noticed throughout this whole process is not really frustration, but concern that there isn't a lot of funding for priority three projects. And a lot of the priority three projects are very valuable to our airports, and we need to find funding wherever possible for our airports to make sure that they don't go away. So what I'd like to see, and I don't know if it's possible in the rulemaking, is if there is any leftover money, worst case scenario,
carryover, like after the projects,
are contracted and either they come in. So something that doesn't fall down in, trickle down into priority three, mm-hmm. but if it's going to be held over for next year, mm-hmm. can we ask that a rule be made that that money not be just put into a whole new pot, but it be specified for the next year's priority three?
Yes, absolutely.
So that absolutely. That starts to build a base before we even start this process again, and then maybe we have a better chance of having eight projects funded versus three or four.
That is something we can write a rule pretty nicely.
Because to me that makes sense. Then I understand why they're ranked the way they are, but we need to find a way to get priority three funded.
And just as a point of clarification, I think that's a great discussion. I don't think what you meant to say was that's what we'll do.
No. That's something that administratively we could write a rule for. So yes, that could be done. It will take the discussion and the chair of this committee to bring it to the aviation board, because it'll be their decision. But if you all unanimously want that, I think that would be the way to go. But administratively, there's nothing wrong with doing that. So a rule could be written.
Well, it may be established in the policy of law.
Yeah, policy. Yeah, it might not need a rule.
I guess the concerns that I have, and I can remember back to the old, I guess it was a FAM grant, that every airport that was in Oregon was given a certain dollar amount that they could use for projects. And if they were able to put together a project and come up with a match, everybody received a little bit of money. And the FAA does the same thing with NIPIUS airports. They give you $150 and you come up with a project. I guess I'd like to see if it was possible to somehow, that was the vision I had when we started this whole thing, coming up with the money, and that's what the old program was. So again, I have concern about the non-NIPIUS airports, because they struggle the most, and the state has some airports that this funding's going to help greatly, but they haven't designated it, and then you folks decide which airports have priority. But for the airports that are non-NIPIUS, if we can't help them somehow, we're going to see them disappear. That's my two cents.
Just to address that, the FAM grant program was financial aid to municipalities. It ended in about 2005 or 2006. The maximum amount of a FAM grant is $25,000 or so. So you can buy a piece of equipment or something small or a little bit of a grant match. We wanted to go a little bit bigger on this grant, despite the fact that it maybe doesn't spread the peanut butter quite as far. We wanted it to have some meaning given the price of projects that have to be used.
And additionally, the agency does have another program that addresses maintenance of pavement, and we work with all paved airports for that, whether they're NIPIUS or not, and that picks up some of those things, not all of them, obviously, but we do get to some of those things.
And the other thing you mentioned was state airports would benefit from this as well. We're not part of this. The state-owned airports, 28 of them, are not part of this. We have a separate piece of that grant, 25%, that we can put to airports, primarily non-NIPIUS, that have gotten almost no money in the past 10 years or so. So we're going to target that.
No, I thought that was a great addition when we put this together. The state airports didn't meet this as a priority because you didn't have the funding for it. And so I was glad to see, because some of those airports are in bad shape.
When we after we're all done, when we finalize all of this, I'll be putting it in a staff report to take to the board that these are your concerns too. So they'll be on the record at the board meeting
too.
Yeah, I agree with those comments. And that's one thing that goes through Connect Oregon 6 idea is going around right now is at the Super Act level, which we don't have a Super Act in this, but at the Super Act level with Connect Oregon 6, it's been proposed to have a certain amount of the total funding for that Super Act to make a decision in that area. And then it's a specified amount. Every app gets that. It's not that way right now, but it is proposed that way those areas will have a certain amount of funding. It's just like Mines, SCOAC, is not getting any funding. And if there was $25,000, I mean, that might go towards a project or whatever, you know, whatever that money is, but if we could assign a certain amount to each app rather than someone get completely excluded because you don't have maybe the grant writers that the other acts do or whatever or the criteria, it would give them a certain amount of money. So, and that would really help the smaller airports. Now, my two that I was arguing about, one's a big airport, gets a lot of FAA funding, and the guards down there, they provide a lot of funding for the airport, and the other airport's a small airport, and they struggle, but Connect Oregon 6 has helped them a lot in the past. But if I think that if, I don't know whether there's anybody else, any other app that didn't get any funding, but if there is a certain amount that is set aside, I think that it is being argued for Connect Oregon, and it might be something to discuss. I don't know, maybe there isn't enough money to do that, but it is something that might be a discussion in the future.
I think just, and I don't really have a solution for it, but one of it is like we have multiple applications from like one or two airports and some priority, so we know what really matters to them. Doesn't this take up a lot of time, a lot of staff effort to look through them? And if it's just kind of a shotgun approach, we really want them to have to think about this, what's really going to help the airport, what's really going to be an advantage, and then maybe limiting, you know, instead of one airport can have, you know, six projects for $150,000 each, they get one for $150,000. There's some criteria that justifies that out of the war. So that's one of the issues that dealing with is how do you sort through it if there isn't a priority that really matters to them. And you know, one idea would be maybe they have a one project in each category. And of course, that kind of drops out everybody. It's tier one, it's not a airport. Something to kind of look at. It makes the community decide what really matters. And the other thought too is we only have a couple of the airports in the state, I think it's Sparksman and Sun River, that are NIPIUS, but they're not FAA funded. So is there a category we can fit those into? Because they're trying to meet some pretty high standards. They don't really have the funding to do it, and it kind of leaves them in limbo. So I don't know if there's a fourth category. So that's my thoughts.
Thanks, Jim.
Ms. Walker.
I would just like to see that the safety related projects truly go into that priority two category. and if that's a matter of rule writing or statute, I don't know. But it seems like there are quite a few safety projects on priority 3 that could have gone into priority 2 if that was written correctly.
That's right.
One thing that I'd like to see too is the state airports, the projects that you picked for the state airports, come back to the acts just for transparency. I think it would be good to show the rest of the acts of what you picked and what you approved. That would give us a cohesive list of projects that we could demonstrate how the money is being spent. I think it would just be good information.
We will post that list on our website. It does go to the Aviation Board for approval. And really, that's one where the airport manager has a list of unfunded projects and just tries to get them done as expeditiously as we can. So yeah, we'll make it transparent.
Yeah, and I think that just grouping all these projects together for the state and for the state projects and the fire projects there that we just approved, if we just put those together, I think it would be good information back to the apps and to be able to show how that money is being spent. Another piece of it too is that, and this is further out, I would still like to explore if it was approved for another 6 years. On my roadside, I've always used a formula based on criteria. And I think if we could take a look at formula funding to where every airport would get some, and if the money were to be there, I think it would be an option to take a look at, because it addresses some of the concerns is that some airports get some don't. And I know that the fan grant did the same thing, but it was a small amount. But if we're talking larger dollar amounts, I would like to try and look at formula funding and try to base a criteria around that. The reason why is because maybe some airports deserve a little bit more than others do, and I'm okay with that. It's just that if you do formula funding, then maybe I can save my money up over a period of time, and then I decide what project I want to do that, what I want to apply it to. But that's also done through the group process that is funded by that criteria as well. So that I just don't get money through the fence, if you will.
Shelley's embarrassed to ask, so I will. Talk about formula funding and what that looks like.
I was.
Well, once again, for example, I'm very used to my roadside for formula funding. And so then I go through and basically I get so much based on road miles or what have you. I just like to take and try and apply, if it was the next road, to take a look at formula funding and see how that would shake up. Because maybe some of these airports in Arlington, what have you, they may get some, but they're able to save that money and carry it over themselves and let them manage that money as well. And I think maybe what it would do is it would also give ownership to the airports by receiving that money, but still, once again, in the agreement process dictates on how that money would be spent. Does that answer your question?
Pretty much.
So, can I just clarify? So, the number of miles, paved miles, is how your formula is set up?
Some of it, it's registered vehicles, paved miles, number of miles altogether that we get that. So, I think you can take a look at a different scale of being able to.
Number of aircraft or operations. We don't have an operation program anymore.
But it would be interesting to take a look at formula funding if you could, because once again, like I said, it may not work out for airports, but once again, if we could explore formula funding so that it allows us as airport managers to manage our money, but yet your OBA is the oversight. You oversee what and how we spend that money, and you work with you through the process to spend that so that, let's face it, we're not going to do it. It doesn't go to the general fund.
I was happy to see the priority 2 designation for, well, specifically resiliency planning, but emergency preparedness, because that's something that we struggle with, trying to find funds to spend on emergency preparation. We have so many other competing needs. So a lot of times we have great ideas, like we have one from RAC, that would be critical in an emergency. consideration for that in the statute. And I agree that there are a lot of safety projects. It wasn't quite clear enough, I don't think. And I, you know, I feel strongly about safety and infrastructure. So I would like to see if that could be addressed better. But I did appreciate the emergency planning part of it, because it's hard to find that money sometimes. And then just down in the weeds, technical, our act kind of struggled with the form. And you guys were there and experienced talking about making sausage. And so I don't know if we can work together maybe to make it a little more clear of how the act is supposed to read and interpret the form versus the application, since they struggled a little bit trying to answer yes-no questions. And there's a lot of what is the answer on the form versus what the project application says.
Well, the personal note is we went around to most of the acts. Cascades West brought a very important thing that I shared with Director Sarker as it relates to resiliency, and he brought it up in his comments. But you know, this isn't only for the ones with the seismic issue. You should worry, you're talking about wind, you know, like patch and things like that. So that was brought up by the Cascades West Act, and so kind of put it into our radar a little bit. So thank you for that response.
So, as the act representative with almost no dog in the fight here today, I can tell you that I'm pretty satisfied with the process that you all put forth here, and though I agree with Mr. Belay with regard to super act functions and the things that we do in acts, which I do have a big dog in the fight, you know, for transportation issues in the middle of the Lehigh Valley. I appreciate and agree with all the things that have been added here today so we can have a more robust review of process and so forth. But I think for first time out of the gate, you did a great job. And again, my one application was at the very bottom of the list. That's unfortunate. We'll work harder next time.
I think for us, this really shone a light on the Oregon Resiliency Plan for our region. And I think while, as you said, it makes sense in theory for that to be a good criteria for decision making, when you look into the actual guts of the aviation section of the Oregon Resiliency Plan, I think it could be a little more comprehensive. And I know you mentioned the eastern side of the state is not well represented. Our airport, if Coupe doesn't show up on there at all, but other coastal airports are. And so we were having trouble getting to the bottom of why some were and why some weren't. And there were some, we heard a couple of different stories about that, so that always makes you a little worried about what the actual decision-making process was. So for us, I think that was the biggest issue that came out of it, is if we're going to use the Oregon Resiliency Plan, which makes sense on paper, so to speak, then we need to make sure that that plan really reflects what we want to do in the aviation part of that plan in a way that's comprehensive.
I agree with Gary's concept about people shouldn't just be using a shotgun approach or throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks. But I do like small projects, but I'd like to combine what he said with this. I don't have a problem with how many projects a person puts in. You ought to put a cap on the total of all the projects added together. Because sometimes if you put in several small projects, you can look at the merit of them individually, and sometimes a portion of them will rank. So that's just my thought on that. I just wanted to, and it's been said that you went around, and I was saying it to you individually, I think your preparation for today, other than the eye test, but, you know, has been superb. And it's been smooth, and I had some anxiety in aviation almost 30 years, and I've been to some of these type of things, and they can turn nasty. I mean, they can get political and spitballs and everything. Anyway, good job.
Within the ports, this is an interesting kind of a comparison. Small ports have a very difficult time in obtaining dredging dollars from the Corps of Engineers because they're small ports. We have been lobbying in small ports for years in order to fix this problem. Dredging dollars from the federal government are derived not only from appropriations, but from a fund that was created by charging a fee for every single container that passes through the ports. Congress recently, a bill has been introduced that will take 10% of that harbor maintenance tax and apply it to small ports for their dredging projects. I think that this organization could do us all a great deal of good for our state by doing something similar with the funding dollars that are available. When you look at the total amount of the grants, the tier three grants are nearly three times the request of the other two grants. And in the process that we have, we're always going to be facing the same dilemma of not enough money left over. So I do think it's very wise that we spend the time to determine a way that we can increase that load. So having Shelley's idea of carrying over funds that were not used towards Tier 3, that's a good solution. Coming up with the calculations of how that we really determine who gets it, that's an excellent solution. But I also think that we should consider what would the process look like if we set a certain percentage of the total was guaranteed to be available to the Tier 3 grants. In that at least we know what we have to work with, and that the smaller airports in the Tier 3 are not the leftover babies, in that we know that they're being cared for, they're being considered, but as it stands right now, we just get the leftovers. And at this time, it's only $300,000 that was left over. So just because of the volume of grant requests that are out there, the need obviously is much greater in the combined total of the small airports. So I would sure like this group to do some work and make some recommendations that staff could help us with of going back to the board and saying, we need a little bit, but we need to tweak the distribution of the proceeds just a pinch. But I agree with all the other comments. You guys rock. This has been a great pleasure from every step of the way. So, Director, thank you and your staff for what you've done for us.
Well, I've got three specific recommendations for this group for next year. The first one is to let the ATS know that they should prioritize their projects. When Region 1 ACT got together, we were under the impression, or were literally told, not to prioritize the projects. And so we didn't. And so any ACT that has multiple projects, I think, needs to prioritize for next year. That's the first one. I agree with Shelley that applicants know that percent grant match is important. They know that up front, but I think we should let them know in the application process that percent grant match may be used as a tiebreaker, just so they know, so it's clearer. The third thing is the final app score. There was one heck of a lot of weight put on that, but yet I still sit here not knowing exactly how that score was derived. So just an explanation of how the final app scores are arrived at, what went into a score of 250 versus a score of 173. I'm just assuming it came from a list of multiple things, which I don't have in front of me. So that would help next year's committee with this process. Those are my three recommendations, and I recommend this guy for chairman.
Great comments, and also a fantastic bus driver, you can see. So one more thing that I'd like to talk about really quick before we get to the final chair piece of it. We do have the grant application software. It is in full swing. We're looking at the second iteration. We've reached out to a good variety of airport sponsors and consultants to help test the process and make some comments. So hopefully this might make your jobs a little bit easier next year. But that's in the works.
On that one,
yes.
I know that we can always critique and it does need some work, but the simplicity of it is really good, and for small airports that don't have grant writers, whatever you do to make it better, keep it simple.
Our goal is to keep it simple, less narrative, all goes back to this, the statutory requirements. We don't want airports to have their consultant do this, because yes. Some don't have them. We don't want airports to have to hire a grant writer. The whole intent and purpose of this was to get as much money out as quickly as possible to the airports by the statutory need that was set by the legislature. So how we put the application together was as easy as possible. And so the software will just do the same thing and make it just that much more automated.
So is that a formal nomination of Mr. Knight?
If he's willing, you have the right to say your nomination.
Is there somebody here that's dying to do this job?
Yeah, maybe
somebody that, as you heard about in your watch, is there somebody that really would like to do this job? If not, I would be honored to do this. I would give it my very best effort.
I support that. I know at like the aviation board meeting, there are certain key things that if you can get to those, I always feel bad for the people that put in their application for whatever grant, and spend all of their money, and then they pipe in by phone, and they don't have the impact. I support you 100%.
So, shall we close the nominations? Okay, so we've got a motion. 2 seconds to appoint Mr. Knight as the. We do have a second. So, any discussion? Seeing all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Seeing.
You've got great people over there to support you.
So, I'm gonna say one other thing. I know Naomi and I greatly appreciated the opportunity. You opening the doors to us. I know Director Schlecker and I went up and met with Doug Wright and those folks up on the Grand. It was a beautiful drive. And we made as many in person as we could.
Drive? What are you talking about, drive? We have an airport right here. They have an airport there. Why didn't you fly there?
No airplane.
That's a discussion for another
time. I had to get that one out there.
But when I first came to AC, we had a plane.
You should submit a grant request to this committee.
Economic development.
Oh, wait.
That's a good funded
version. So just thank you all for opening the doors to us and letting us be part of the process for you. And we look forward to continuing this process. And Jim gets to do all the talking next year, so you don't have to listen to me.
And
if anybody wants my business card, please come see me.
We look forward to working with this group.
They're going to email all of us your contact information. Yeah.
And come up with whatever you need to take to the board. Your input is super valuable. And we want to say thanks for making it easy on us, too. We didn't want a bunch of arguments either. So it's been very good.
I actually was prepared today to throw the flag. I take this to many meetings, mostly contractors.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm going to let you go, but I do want to say thanks to the staff here for doing the work. I'm blessed by having a really great group of folks here. I think they've done a phenomenal job taking this from basically scratch to where it is right now. This is the first iteration. I think it's only going to get better in subsequent years. I also want to thank all of you for really taking this seriously and doing a great job in coming to consensus on how we go about this process. And I think the comments that you gave are going to be really, really valuable. And I look forward to working with all of you again, as well as I'm sure they do as well. So thanks for doing this. And I would see that we would have a follow-up to this that goes through all the issues that you brought up. There are issues. I took copious notes here today because I think it's important that we get this right, because I want to see this go on. I think it's an important good program. So thank you all for allowing us to help work.
So at the board meeting, we will submit a staff report and the recommendation with the list. But I really wanted, I captured all of that. That will be in the staff report. Things that you guys want to talk about, you want the board to consider. for next time too, and we'll get with you because it's already scheduled.
Okay.
It's on the calendar, and hopefully
it should be there.
Okay, that's great.
We'll also be sending out an email of all of the airports within your act and contact information for the airport manager.
Hopefully you know them. If you don't, we're going to get on their case too, because they should know you all.
Especially since we're ranking their projects.
Right. Right. Maybe get an airport tour.
All right, Mr. Chair, shall we adjourn?
That would have been actually.